Well, we'll still continue mild weather today and actually most of Wednesday, but by late Wednesday afternoon and especially Wednesday night, we're going to be looking at some drastic changes bringing us back to winter in a pretty quick fashion. We're going to be looking at a strong cold front that's going to be moving through the area Wednesday night, and that'll be accompanied by snow and followed by strong winds gusting up to 35 to 40 miles per hour at times. And as you well know, that can create some pretty hazardous travel conditions around these parts. For snowfall accumulations right now, we're kind of looking in the 2 to 4 inch range for the Sioux Falls area and most of southeast South Dakota. A little bit heavier band potential for parts of southwest Minnesota and northwest Iowa could see amounts up to around 6 inches with this system. And again, with those strong winds, we do have a winter storm watch in effect for most of the listening area, basically Wednesday night through the day on Thursday.
Now, this has been a fairly confident model, I think, for the past couple of days or so. Is there still a chance that the track could change a little bit, go further north, further south?
The track itself, it's been fairly consistent. There's a couple things that we're kind of worried about as far as snowfall amounts. One of those is how quickly we can push the warm air out of here. If it doesn't move out fast enough, some of that snow down in northwest Iowa might fall as rain, and that'll limit their snowfall amounts down there. The other impact could be some dry air up in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, up around 10 to 15,000 feet, that might limit our snowfall amounts somewhere in between the James Valley and the Buffalo Ridge. So the amounts are still kind of not 100% certain at this point. There is still some wiggle room in that 2 to 4, possibly up to 6. But as far as the potential for getting snow and getting the strong winds, that's pretty confident. It's just the amounts we're still a little bit iffy on.
And, of course, after that, several days of cold weather like we went through in the past couple of weeks, we're really confident that the bottom is going to drop out of the temperatures toward the weekend, correct?
Yeah. I don't know that we'll get quite as cold as we were, but we'll be looking at some sub-zero high temperatures on Saturday. Wind chills back down into the 20 to 30 below zero range basically every night, it looks like, from Thursday night through the weekend. So definitely some hazardous cold temperatures coming back at us, too.